None but the hungry heart. 5:23. God will do it. For it is God who works in you both will and deed. Philippians 2 verse 13. As we mature, we come to see more and more clearly that our Father just as fully controls our lives as he does the universe. As C.A. Fox said, climb on and you will find the correcting, the chastening, the cleansing, the calming of the deep affection of God. All the testing and trying is to first deal with, by the cross, that which can never stand the stress and which must be forever failure to the Lord, and then to develop that which is Christ within us. That is the spiritual life, Christ in us in all his fullness. I will make him a pillar. I will write upon him the name of my God. He is going to do it. All the striving will never bring that end about, but he will do it. The great majority of us would say, if it all depends on me, then it is a bad lookout. Well, of course, that is true. But let us look at the blessing of Joseph. The arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty one of Jacob, even by the God of thy father. See Genesis 49:24-25. Let a man renounce himself and see himself as crucified with Christ, and soon another himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, will take the central place in the heart and quietly bring all things under his sway. It is a great thing to offer the Lord Jesus Christ as the Saviour to sinful man, but it is still greater to express him in a world where he is rejected. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. 2 Peter 1 verse 3.